This podcast is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, previously known as UlugaRadio.org. We thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining the podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. Parents have a difficult job ahead of them as they strive to do and teach their children to do the right things. Certainly, that's a challenging job, and Scripture has given some very tall orders regarding a parent's responsibility to their own children. There are some principles that are delineated in the Sermon on the Mount, and one of them is that people are not to be hypocritical. The word sincere is an interesting word in the ancient languages. It would refer to statues of stone that were not filled in with wax or some other substance. You see, oftentimes they could take a statue that might have some cracks or something, fill it in with wax, and then once that statue sat out in the sun for a while, of course the wax would melt and things could happen that would show those flaws in the material. But the sincere statue was the statue that was pure. It didn't have any wax in the cracks, didn't have any filler in it, and it had been tried and tested by the sun. Well, certainly we can see that particular idea in terms of character in the lives of people. That there are those who have been tried, tested, and in the end it has been found that they are pure, that they are sincere. In Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 1, Jesus gives this analogy. He said, "Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye when there's a beam in your own eye? First, remove the beam from your own eye so that you can see clearly to get to the speck in your brother's eye." And the idea that Jesus is indicating in that particular passage is the idea that we don't want to be hypocritical. That parents and really all Christians need to practice what they teach. I am reminded of a story of a person who told me that when he was growing up, he was one of three brothers, and he and his younger two brothers were called into his father's bedroom by their father, and the father, who before that time would smoke a pipe occasionally, might enjoy a cigar or something along those lines, simply looked at his three sons and said, "I don't want you guys to smoke." And to prove that I don't want this, he took all of the supplies that he had regarding tobacco and threw it away right in front of those boys. Never picked it up again. What's interesting is this particular person also had a sister. The sister didn't get the speech from their father, but the sister certainly followed the example of their mother. And their mother smoked all of her life and passed that habit right on down to their daughter. How often do we hear parents who use tobacco and other things tell their kids, "Don't do this, do what I say, don't do what I do," and we use these inconsistent messages with our words and our actions, and ultimately children will follow the actions of their parents. They're not going to do what they say as much as they're going to do exactly what they see. Back in the late 1980s, there was a television commercial of a father who had obviously caught his child using illegal drugs. And he asked him, he said, "Are these your drugs?" And the son wanted to defend himself and tried to. And he said, "No, who taught you how to do this? Where did you learn this?" And finally, the son blurted out, "You, all right? I learned it by watching you." And then the commercial went on to say, parents who use drugs have children who use drugs. In the 1990s, there was a book published by a particular author entitled Generation to Generation, and all it simply delineated was how that habits and behaviors of parents are generally passed on to their children. That can be positive or that can be negative. If we want to make a good impact with our children, we must practice what we teach. They will see and do what they see more than they will do what they hear. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.
We do want to remind you that on November 7th, the day before we cast our votes in the election, live on the Bible Way Media Facebook page, I will be hosting a live stream where we will have a serious discussion and prayer for our nation. That's November 7th at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have titled that broadcast Pause, because we will be pausing for a moment to have a serious discussion and to pray for our nation the day before we cast our votes. So please keep that in mind, and as always, thank you for listening.